Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, 6.5 million pounds of beef products are being recalled. Scientists think they've figured out how to slow aging. And Scott Rogowski from HQ is here. You've probably noticed that filling up your car these days is a major strain on your wallet. And according to a new report, gas prices are nearing their highest levels in 4 years. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded is $2.91. That's up 35 cents from this time last year. The extra money could make that MPG rating even more important to anyone shopping for a new car. Consumer Reports has updated their list of the most fuel-efficient vehicles. Coming out on top was the Toyota Prius 3 with 52 miles per gallon overall. Right behind it with about the same mileage was the Hyundai Ioniq. The Prius Prime came in third. When driven as a hybrid, it gets about 50 miles per gallon. For buyers who need something bigger, another Toyota took the top spot in the SUV class. The hybrid version of the RAV4 got 31 miles to the gallon. In second place was the Chevy Equinox diesel. It also gets 31 miles per gallon. The magazine notes that cars that run on electricity only are ranked differently. All right, an important food warning to talk about. 6.5 million pounds of beef packaged between July 26th and September 7th is being recalled nationwide due to salmonella contamination. The recalled beef was sold under the brand names Walmart, Cedar River Farms Natural Beef, Showcase, and JBS Generic. The USDA inspection mark on the packaging has the establishment number EST267. And a Tina Turner musical is headed to Broadway. Based on the life and music of Tina Turner, it will debut in the fall of 2019. And finally, Red Bull named their first ever B-Girl World Champion of breakdancing. Her name is Ami from Japan, and with moves like that, I can see how she wowed the judges. Okay, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Deidre Bolton. Deidre, there might actually be some good news for flyers.
That's right, Kristen. Air travel is about to get a lot more comfortable. We're all gonna have more leg room. Congress overwhelmingly approving funding on Wednesday for the Federal Aviation Administration to spend the next year setting minimum standards for seat size and the space in between rows. Verizon Communications announcing it has offered severance packages to 44,000 employees, more than a quarter of the company's workforce. The telecom company wanting to cut $10 billion in costs. And FedEx offering pilots special bonuses to keep them flying through the holidays. The delivery service wants all retirement pilots to stay on board. The pilots will have to stay on through the end of the year to get paid.
How much is FedEx paying?
Bonuses are going to start at $40,000, and spending, depending on seniority, could go up to $110,000 payable over the next 2 years.
Well, that's a nice payday. Thanks, Deidre. Also joining us, our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation. He has the hottest celebrity news. So, Headcrack, I hear Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin don't feel like they're officially married.
That's right, Kristen. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin might be married legally, but sources say they don't think they're truly married until they proclaim it under the eyes of God. The couple believes a church ceremony is necessary to make the marriage official in front of the Lord. Why'd they rush to get married at the courthouse if they really wanted a church wedding? Maybe if they waited, Justin might have came to his senses and got a prenup. What's a good way to get back at someone you got beef with? You make a song with their ex-boyfriend. Cardi B and Meek Mill allegedly have new music together. Now, the rumors started circulating a few weeks after Cardi and Nicki's New York Fashion Week altercation, but the song could have been recorded beforehand. Could this be a Nicki diss track? And finally, speaking of Nicki Minaj, her biological clock may be ticking. In a recent interview, Nicki gave hints that she's ready to have a family. She says, "I've got to get married first, then I'll have a child. I might be closer than people think, actually." Nicki's rumored boyfriend is British race car driver Lewis Hamilton. Is this why she sometimes talks with a British accent? On that note, I'm out of here. That's today's Dish, and until next time.
All right, thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. Welcome back to Top 30. Well, you'll know our next guest if you're one of the millions of people who have played HQ Trivia. It's the live game show app that lets users win cash prizes, and I almost won once. You may know him as Quiz Daddy, or my personal favorite, Quiz Khalifa, but we'll call him Scott Rogowski. Scott, welcome.
Hi, Kristen, thank you for having me.
Yeah. So how crazy has this past year been for you?
It's been crazy. I'm getting recognized now at family reunions, which is nice. And I'm no longer doing Uber pool.
Okay, which is a plus.
Yeah, I now just pick up solo passengers.
So. Well, it's been so much fun. I love playing HQ. And we have a few stories that kind of what we do here at Top 30. And I'd love for you to take part with me.
Yeah, let's get into it.
So first up, Alex Trebek of Jeopardy hosted a gubernatorial debate in Pennsylvania. So his first question was about the Philadelphia Eagles. And he kept bringing up facts about the Keystone State. He was slammed on Twitter for not letting the candidates talk. He was even booed.
There's a whole
lot of
problem.
All right, we're out of time.
Yeah.
What did I tell you guys at the beginning? No booing or hissing.
I think they were booing you.
Now you're directing it at me.
He's got a lot of facts he wants to share with people. That's part of his deal.
What would you do in this situation if you're like, boo, or you hear that?
Oh, I've been booed plenty of times.
And you're okay with that?
I got booed walking over here.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. when you get booed. But the thing is, I think I was watching some of the footage. He got booed for the right reasons. Yeah. This guy's moderating a debate, and he's talking about the Catholic Church, and he's getting personal, and just let the candidates talk. It's not about you, Alex Trebek.
Yeah, okay, you know? I think that's the first time you would have heard it's not about you.
It's not about you.
Boo! That's what I have to say about that. Let's move on to our next story. So, the Spider-Man spinoff, Venom, comes out this week with Tom Hardy. I think it's gonna be great. So does A Star is Born with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. So, BuzzFeed is reporting that some Gaga fans are using fake Twitter accounts to push bad reviews of Venom so that Gaga's movie has a bigger opening. What do you think about this?
Well, I just think I've seen these tweets, and they're claiming that they're bots. They're saying in these tweets, have you read the tweets?
Mm-hmm.
They say, hey, just walked out of the Venom screening. Oh, it was a terrible waste of time. I'm gonna go see Star is Born now. Who's making that, going from Venom to Star is Born? It's like, hey, what should we see, Mamma Mia or Texas Chainsaw Massacre? I don't know, I'm torn between the two. I'm kinda hungry. Do I want Tender Greens or Heart Attack Grill? Like, the stands, they call them, these people, the stalker fans.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're real, I'm experiencing this myself now.
Oh,
My DMs are weird.
Do tell.
I get some weird messages. I had someone bake me a cake last night in my show. Came up with a cake.
Uh-huh.
I had to make sure someone tasted it first before I had a bite.
But, now, how's that person doing who tasted it? Still alive?
You know, I should probably check on them. Yeah, I haven't heard from them in 14 hours.
Okay. Well, I'm dying to hear what you think about this next one. Our last story is about cars. There's a survey out, and it found about 42% of Americans give their car a name. More than half of those names are female. The most popular, Betsy and Betty. Have you named your car?
I have named my car, and I got the inspiration from my first girlfriend in high school. She named her car a Rapunzel. Rapunzel was her name for the car.
I think that's a great name.
It was one of the reasons I broke up with her, frankly. But I thought, you know, when I finally got my car, 1987 Saab hatchback, I named it. The color was Edwardian gray.
Okay, so I'm a natural name.
I named my car Eddie Sedan Halen. Because it's on a van.
And Halen, Eddie Sedan.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And do you feel closer to Eddie?
Oh, Eddie died about 4 months later. That was a lemon, man.
Gosh, I'm so sorry.
That was right in the middle of the street, just conked out, transmission gone.
Yeah.
Gave it to Cars for Kids, you know?
Yeah. Well, RIP. Scott, it's been so much fun having you here. Please come back. I know you're in New York, but come back to LA.
I want to do more of these. We did three. There's 30.
I know. We have a lot to get to.
Oh, boy.
And speaking of, stay with us. Top 30 will be right back. Welcome back. We've all been there. You're out to dinner with the family at your local Cheesecake Factory, and you're handed the menu. But have you ever wondered why you feel like you're being handed an oversized copy of War and Peace? Well, Business Insider conducted research to get to the bottom of their unusually long 5,940-word menu. And what they found is actually a genius marketing strategy that helps Cheesecake Factory compete with competitors. In a survey, customers were asked, what do you typically mention about the Cheesecake Cheesecake Factory when you recommend it to someone. First thing people talk about is food quality, but the second most mentioned item was what else? The menu length. It shows that the Cheesecake Factory's menu has become part of the experience that customers love and, more importantly, discuss with others, making it the restaurant's secret customer acquisition tool by simply just stirring up a conversation. Also, an interesting stat at the Cheesecake Factory's 200 different locations, each one offers 85 different chicken dishes alone. But I don't know about you, I still never know what to get. Okay, moving right along, if you suffer from headaches or tired eyes, today's top 30 steal is for you. We have a Sharper Image heated eye massager at a special 61% discount. This wireless eye massager uses a combination of intelligent air pressure, vibration massage, point massage, and gentle infrared heat to soothe away stress, strain, and aches. You just slip it on after a hard day and it rubs, presses, warms, and massages your entire ocular region to relieve tension. Tired eyes will be rejuvenated. It really works wonders on dark circles and puffiness. And it even has built-in speakers and pre-recorded nature sounds to help you relax. Their unique design makes them super comfortable and easy to store. The Sharper Image heated eye massager retails for $150, but today you can buy it for just $59. That's a 61% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 10 Phoenix, when kids get a new assignment, they usually aren't too excited. But a program at the Goddard School in Goodyear, Arizona, is giving kids an assignment they're more than happy to complete. The annual Goddard Holiday Toy Survey gives kids the chance to play with all the latest games and toys for the holidays. And to them, it's just playtime. But for the teachers at the Goddard School, it's a way of assessing the most educational toys for the kids in order to help schools better educate their students. In our next story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, Michael Randazzo has had a slow recovery ever since he lost his physical abilities after being hit by a car last year. But he still maintains his enthusiasm for his favorite Hollywood superhero, Deadpool. And now Deadpool himself is showing him support.
You've been through more in your short life than most people would be through in their entire lives. And I just want you to know that I'm thinking about you, that I love you, that Uncle Deadpool loves you.
And in our final story from Fox 4 Dallas, crossing guard Sharon Sam's Chandler brightens the days of the kids she helps get to school, dressing in costume and bringing a smile and words of wisdom to the kids. It's her way of letting them know it's okay to be different. Well, she's recently run into some financial trouble, and despite that, she never lost her smile. So the kids and parents at Cox Elementary in Roanoke, Texas, stepped up to help, raising $3,000 to help Sharon with medical bills and car repairs. A simple act of kindness for someone who does so much for others. Welcome back to Top 30. It's been 7 years since Casey Anthony was acquitted of murder in the death of her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. Well, now the 32-year-old is back in the news for a somewhat shocking reason. And with more, we're joined by our friend, Law and Crime Network host Jesse Weber. So, of course, you say Casey Anthony. We're like, wait, what's happening now? What are you hearing?
What we're hearing is that she feels that at this point in her life, she's ready to have kids again. When it was only last year, she said, I'm not going to have kids again. It would be dumb for me to bring another child into this world. And we're kind of left with our jaws on the floor hearing this for a lot of different reasons. Number one, she narrowly escaped prison. It's a miracle for her that she was acquitted on the first-degree murder charges, the manslaughter charges, and the aggravated child abuse charges. So when you look at this, you're wondering, how on earth does this woman realistically believe she's the right person to bring another child into this world? And let's not even forget, she keeps saying, oh, you know what? I don't care what anybody thinks.
Right.
Well, what is your future child going to think when he or she is at school and has to relive this whole nightmare once again? I mean, that's the big story right there.
Do you think this is for publicity?
To get into the mind of Casey Anthony is really not a place that I want to be.
Yeah.
What we know about her since the acquittal, she's led a quiet life. She's been working as a researcher for the private investigator that was at her trial. She's been spotted around at restaurants and bars. She really doesn't have any contact with her family. She's been out of the limelight. Why on earth would you want to make this announcement? You knew what the public reaction was going to be to this. You thought people were going to say, hey, this is a good idea? Not at all.
Well, Jesse, appreciate your insight. Thank you, and see you next week. For more incredible legal stories 24/7, head to lawandcrime.com. And now, a top 30 update. Last year, we brought you the emotional story of Chi-Chi, the golden retriever, found by rescuers in South Korea. Chi-Chi had been bound by wire and left for dead in a plastic bag in a dumpster. Adopted by a family in Arizona, Chi-Chi miraculously survived, but had to have all four legs amputated. Now, the inspirational four-year-old has bested some 300 worthy competitors to be voted the 2018 American Hero Dog by American Humane. Overcoming her trauma and a recent bout of cancer, Chi-Chi now spreads courage and joy as a certified therapy dog, visiting residents of assisted living facilities, children, and wounded veterans, many with prosthetics just like hers. Chi-Chi's owner says she exemplifies resilience and forgiveness and openly shares her love and compassion in abundance. After all she's been through and all she's given back, Chi-Chi continues to inspire the world with her motto, to never give up. While millions of products and treatments promise to slow the aging process, now scientists believe they've found something that will. Researchers at the University of Minnesota have identified a natural substance that slows the effects of aging. It's called fisetin. It's a natural antioxidant found in many fruits and vegetables. Those include strawberries, apples, persimmons, onions, and cucumbers. As people age, they accumulate damaged cells. In a younger person, those cells can be cleared by the immune system. But older immune systems aren't as effective in getting rid of them. The damaged cells accumulate, causing inflammation and releasing enzymes that damage tissue in the body. Previous studies had showed that reducing those damaged cells could reduce the impact of age on the body, but researchers weren't sure how. Now, the University of Minnesota team found that mice who were given fisetin had a reduced number of damaged cells. The study's authors now think they can extend how long people stay healthy. Stay with us. Top 30, we'll be right back. Welcome back. Let's go straight to Brody Brown in New York City with our Us Weekly headlines.
So Justin Timberlake's mom, Lynn Harless, exclusively talked to us about what she feels is a miracle that happened with her husband. Justin's stepdad was diagnosed with dementia in 2016. Lynn told us she stumbled upon a TLC show starring energy healer Charlie Goldsmith. And Justin's mother-in-law, aka Jessica Biel's mom, suggested Charlie could help Lynn's husband, Paul. Charlie began to treat Paul remotely, and Lynn said the results were immediate. And I spoke exclusively with Megyn Kelly about her first year of hosting the third hour of the Today Show. At one point this year, Megyn featured a former Today staffer who said she had a consensual relationship with Matt Lauer before he was fired. This surprised many because Matt and Megyn worked for the same network. But Megyn insists, "I feel very strongly about the Me Too coverage and the importance of doing it without fear or favor." When I asked if she thought Matt could make a comeback, Megyn said she had no comment, adding, "I know too much that others don't know."
I love finding out when an iconic role almost went to another actor, and I hear you have a good one for us.
Yes, we all know Jennifer Aniston as Rachel Green on Friends, but Tiffany Thiessen recently revealed that she auditioned for the role as well. Tiffany, who was already well known for playing Kelly Kapowski on Saved by the Bell, was only 20 at the time she auditioned for Friends and explained that age made her ineligible for the role. But Tiffany instead moved on to Beverly Hills 90210, where she famously starred as Valerie Malone.
Okay, thanks for the scoop, Brody. We'll see you next week. For more celebrity news, check out usmagazine.com. Kind of a cool story here. For years, mystery has surrounded how giraffes get their spots. But scientists have finally figured it out. It's not random, as many have theorized. They are actually an inherited trait. It was a tough topic to study because the design on a giraffe's coat is so intricate and many of the differences between the spots are too tiny for the naked eye. But using digital photography and pattern recognition software, a research team at Pennsylvania State University was able to study 31 mother calf pairs over the course of 4 years. They concluded that calves do indeed inherit spot traits from their mothers. The director of Save the Giraffes says at the heart of giraffe herds are relatives and peers who seem to recognize each other from quite a distance away. He says the patterns could be a broadcast of information to other giraffes about not only who the animal is, but something about the ancestry of the animal. And here's a fun fact about giraffe spots. They're sort of like human fingerprints. No two giraffes have the exact same pattern. Welcome back to Top 30. Here's a really heartwarming story for you. 91-year-old Gerard Dunn says he's been left speechless after strangers flooded him with cards and presents for his birthday. The Nova Scotia widower lost his wife, Ellen, earlier this year and says his favorite sound has become the clink of the metal slot on his front door, letting him know he has mail. Because of that, his daughter, Miriam, put out a tweet to get the attention of her friends, asking they send a note, card, picture, map, or story to her dad. Never expecting it would go viral, but it did. She said, people have asked me what his pastimes are, and a few are actually sending him recipes and recipe books. He will love that. Others are sending him music CDs, books, chocolates, and even whiskey from Scotland. The mail has been coming in nonstop, and Gerard only says it's too bad he can't thank everyone personally. Well, Gerard, on behalf of all of us here at Top 30, happy birthday. And that's it for today's show. Thank you all so much for joining us. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Many people Google their medical issues, and we break down the most searched for symptoms. Plus, a new way to drink water could be the solution to our plastic problems. And an interview with Drew Barrymore was filled with fascinating quotes. There was just one problem. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.